Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Hot enough for you, folks? It must be 1,000 degrees out there. Yep, it's summertime, and the white oaks are sizzling. Fish are popping, and the DJ is high. I hope you're all as cool as I am.
I wonder what the poor people are doing today.
Dad, why don't you just buy us an air conditioner?
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck inside on a day like today. Come on, dive in. Now be careful. It hasn't been a whole hour since you've eaten.
Hey, don't worry, Dad. Sometimes you just got to say what the hey and go for it.
Daddy, I'm sweating cats and dogs. This pool sucks.
If you two are bored, let's have a little jacuzzi action. Hey, Peg, a little Tang margarita, s'il vous plaît.
Coming right up. Oh.
I forgot the Tang.
Look, Al. As much as I applaud you exposing yourself to water, don't you think it's time we marched bravely into the 50s and bought an air conditioner?
Peg, can't a 100-degree day go by without you bringing up air conditioning? Besides, as soon as we get one, they're just going to invent something new. I'll be damned if I'll have one in my house.
That's the same thing you said about the toothbrush.
Look, Dad, I know I'm no psychology major, but could the underlying reason for your reluctance to buy us an air conditioner be that, you're the cheapest man on the planet?
But if I was cheap, would we have all this? Now, I'll hear no more about this. Kelly, let's play Sea Monster.
A sea monster! Mom, Dad scared me.
He scares us all, honey. Hal.
Oh, this shark hurts. With his teeth big, and he keeps them pearly white.
Look, Al, I'm going to ask you one more time, rationally. Can we have an air conditioner?
Peg, as long as I have my pools to frolic in, we don't need an air conditioner. As I was saying. This shark with his teeth bites.
All right, kids, it's time.
Oh, invite all the sharks to a party. Then they'll know that Bundy's back in town. Hey! My pool! My pool, Peg!
Nice shooting, Mom.
Not really. I was aiming at Daddy.
Mom, can we throw a couple more on?
But this is the last of them.
Hey, wait a second. There were 4 cubes in the tray the last time that we checked.
No, there were 3!
She's cube hogging. I'll hold her. You get the tongs of life.
For Dolly!
For air conditioner. Oh, God. At long last, we're all gonna be cool. Even you, bud, for the very first time.
Yeah, well, it's a long time since you had a first time for anything. But don't get too cocky, Kel. Remember, Dad went himself.
Oh, it's just an air conditioner. A moron could get an air conditioner. I could get an air conditioner.
Kids, come and help me here. I can't see. I can't see. Have you got it?
Yeah, Dad.
All right, good. Not easy here. It's heavy. Easy. Here we go. Kids, you okay?
Fine.
Yes, family. Look at it. It's a Kaiser. The pride of World War II Germany. Look at it, kids. Doesn't it just say cool?
Actually, it says property of Erwin Rommel. You know, Al, I thought you were going to a discount store to get one of those Korean ones. You know, with names almost like real products. Like our Frigidor refrigerator, our RC Hay TV.
Or my beauty fool wife. Kids, what you're looking at is the world famous Kaiser air cooling blats. The Jerry swore by these. But more importantly, they were at the forefront of 1942 technology. And now, this baby's ours, Peg. This is the best damn $17 I ever spent.
God, I must have loved you once.
You don't know what love is till you've been kissed by the cool lips of a Kaiser. But help me out in the car and I'm gonna bring in the main part. And then we'll be as cool as I remember myself in high school.
Gee, Mom, thanks for the precious gift of life.
Bud, you got it all spliced in?
Yeah, Dad. Right into the city's transformer. Dad, is this legal?
No. So don't use any names. Bud, come down now. Kelly, keep the flashlight on till he gets all the way.
He's down, Daddy.
No names. Peg, want to go upstairs and get some blankets and sweater?
Oh, turn it on, Mongo.
Nice fall, bud. Now, we are ready. Peg, would you do the honors, please? Easy, Peg. You're not having sex with it.
Well, we'll know for sure if it quits after 10 seconds and asks what's on TV. You know, this could be you. I don't feel a thing.
Just keep cranking. There, listen to that. The satisfying hum of fine German engineering.
Brr. Is it just me or is it getting warmer in here?
That's just because I've got it on der low. Let's turn this up. I'll turn this up to Blitzkrieg. Here, what do you feel now?
Anger, disappointment.
All right, all right. I'll just ease this baby up to der freezing my hiney off. Yeah, that ought to shut you up. It's gonna blow!
Burr!
Good news, Dad. It's not just our house.
Oh, the whole neighborhood's gone dark.
Well, at least they don't know it's our fault.
Bundy did this!
God, where'd they get the torches and the pitchforks so fast?
Shut up! Put your weight against the door, they're coming in! You fools! Do you think I only had one plan to get us air conditioning and keep us cool? No, trust me. Air conditioning ye want, air conditioning ye shall have. I wonder what the poor people are doing. Did I promise you the good life?
Honey, if only everyone could be as happy as we are.
Everybody doesn't have me, babe.
Oh, that poor woman. You know, it just shows that there can be unhappiness in even a grand place like... What'd you call this place again?
Supermarket, babe.
Supermarket. Wow. A big building with food. What do they think of next?
Free sample?
Cool.
Well, thank you, cheese lady. Listen, if you see the lady with the little tray of weenies, tell her we've been waiting. My hands are all greasy from eating. Where's Kelly with my damn towel?
Here I am, Daddy. Daddy, what's this?
Looks like some kind of vegetable, honey.
Ew!
Bud, go deep!
Excuse me, your family, but as the only one among us who hasn't yet been fingerprinted, do you actually think no one's gonna notice we're living in aisle 4 of a supermarket?
Bud, we're your parents. You let us worry about what's right or wrong. Now, you go on over to aisle 12 and get Daddy some slippers. Oh, and while you're at it, get Mom some perfume, too.
Huh? Oh, Al. You remembered my birthday.
Folks, excuse me. What are you doing here?
What does it look like we're doing here? We're shopping.
You've been here for 4 hours.
Well, we're conscientious shoppers. Peg, you want to read me the ingredients in those chips?
Potatoes.
Nah, it's not quite what I'm looking for.
I may be just a stock boy, but I know the look of a family without an air conditioner. I'm gonna have to call the manager.
Wait a second there. All right, you look like a smart young guy. I think maybe I can trust you. Name's Bundy, Al Bundy. I'm with the National Supermarket Security Agency. There's been a rash of food-related food thefts in the area, and that's what I'm here for. Bundy, I carry a whistle.
Really?
Now, act natural. See that woman over there? Don't look. That's Velveeta Annie. The notorious blue-haired cheese bandit. I've been on her trail since the Dakotas.
Mrs. Gillis? She's been shopping here for years.
Kid, don't you know that Gillis is the underworld name for cheese booster?
Are you sure about this special
agent? Yeah, listen, don't look at her now. I think she's making a move. Let's see what... Yeah, I think we got her now. Yeah, I think the eagle has landed. Now, listen, I don't want to make this bust and blow my cover. So you take it, kid.
Thank you, Special Agent Bundy. So, how do you like our cheese, Gillis? Hopefully as much as you like our jails. Come along, baby.
Bobby, what's going on?
Al, you think we did the right thing?
Well, so an old lady goes to jail, so who gets hers? This is living, isn't it, babe?
Yeah. Oh, look, isn't that the family of poor people everyone says is living here?
Isn't it pathetic? Get a job, buddy.
Why, you little... You know, I have half a mind to move us to aisle six and not tell him.
Well, I'm bored. I'm gonna go boost us a radio. Does anyone want anything?
Well, how about some plants? You know, for ambiance.
How about you, Daddy?
Miss, excuse me, I think you dropped something.
Thank you, Market Dweller. Daddy.
What?
Do you want anything?
Yes, I have a strange yearning for some melons. And a plucked chicken.
Now, I thought I smelled shoes. Well, if it isn't the Vanderbundys in their summer home.
Hi, Marcy. Are you having a party?
No. Thanks to Al, I and the rest of the block are sweltering to death in our own homes.
Are they still mad at me?
For blacking out the entire neighborhood on the hottest day of the year? Heck no. In fact, it's brought us all closer together. Why, when we were burning you in effigy, I ran into people I hadn't seen in years. We sat around, we sang our favorite folk songs like, "If I had a hammer, I'd drive it through Al Bundy's skull."
You know, Marcy, we just feel terrible about this whole mess. Don't we, Al?
Oh, miss, I think you dropped your corn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, miss, you dropped your flea fogger.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Miss, you dropped your broccoli spears.
Oh. Thanks again.
No, thank you. But here's something men do. Quick, get me something. Excuse me, miss. You dropped your eggs.
Weren't you the same guy that was rubbing up against me at the bus?
No.
I meant him.
Cheese security?
I saw his credentials. They say he's the best.
I don't know. I got my doubts about this guy. I know that face from somewhere. What'd you say his name was?
Bundy. Al Bundy.
I'm gonna check him out.
Yellow alert! Yellow alert!
So, you're the dairy spy.
Why don't you just announce it to the whole store? You're on report, buddy. Kelly, give me a pen.
Blue or red?
Blue.
fine point or husky.
Never mind, pumpkin.
Wait a minute. Al Bundy, of course. You've been dribbling checks all over town. Listen, buy something or get out.
All ready? Peg, checkbook.
Cash only, Bundy. And I still want two forms of ID.
You just lost yourself some business, Buster. Kids, let's go. We're moving down the drugstore down the street.
Buy something or you'll be moving into the county jail.
All righty. Family meeting. Kids, you got any money for old dad? $0.18. When I said I needed a battery for the Kaiser, you said you didn't have a dime.
No, we said we didn't give a damn.
Yeah. Boy, how soon they forget the good times. All right, come on, let's see what we can buy. Peg, bring the cart.
How do I work this thing?
The same thing you do with me. You just get behind it and you shove. Morris, listen, I've only got a pack of gum. Could I get in front of you?
Eat hot death.
Oh, the National Enquirer. Steve Rhodes marries Cher.
Where? Congratulations, sir. You're our 1,000,000th customer.
Well, what does that mean?
You've won a free $1,000 supermarket shopping spree.
Oh, hey! I was the next in line.
What are you complaining about? You still are.